Nigel is a legend.
Phoenix FM.
Mikey's Breakfast.
I told you this last week, I'm having problems with a lead. Plugs into my iPhone. Do you know, they start working, don't they? They work lovely. Every time we plug it in, it charges, lovely. And then all of a sudden, plug it in, nothing. Take the lead out, have a look at the lead, everything's fine. You plug it in, starts working. Oh, lovely. Got there in the end, lovely. And then the next time you plug it in, don't work. Then it works, then it don't work. Then you have to turn it around. As if that's going to make a difference. I'll turn it around. That'll make a difference. And plug it in again. And it starts working.
Mikey's Breakfast. 7 to 10 weekdays on Phoenix FM. Mikey in the
morning. Well, there we are. That's our main man, Mikey. Where was it? That's... Well, we played Dreams, didn't we? We're going to play a chain now. And then we'll be back with you in just a moment.
Yeah.
There we are then. That's another request from Elaine, that one. We've got a bit of Coldplay coming up in just a bit. Send a message in from... Oh, top music from Lisa Martin. I've sent a message in about you. Do you want to know what it is? Oh, nice. Can you play an early birthday tune for Lisa for next week as we're away, and say happy birthday for next week from Mandy, Saffron, Chloe and Rocco? Now, we are going to play a record for you in a little while as well. Okay, so I'll play that one for you, Lisa, coming up very soon. But equally for you, who have we got? Lisa. Lisa's asked to play one for Mandy. Yeah. And it's, where is it? Nice tune. And it's signed, sealed, delivered, I'm Yours by Stevie Wonder. To you, Mandy. See what I mean? This is how we rock on a Sunday night. Right, now then. I've got more messages here. Love on the Rocks by Paul and Elaine. Oh, that's nice, isn't it? What a great tune that is. Neil Diamond. Top music. Thank you very much. So there we are, you see. That's how it all works. Now, let's talk about the book.
Yeah, I'm in the process of writing about my journey.
Yeah. How far have you got with it so far?
Chapter 4, High Dependency Ward.
Okay. Now, that's interesting. Yeah?
Yeah, I spent a long time on... it's called Henley Ward.
Right, okay.
Interesting fact here. Ron Cray was on there as well. Not at the same time as me.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
But he was on there, on that ward. It was a high dependency, and I spent roughly about 6 years on there.
Okay. When, this has been an interesting book, but when you was in that ward, did that help you or go against you or what?
No, I got into a lot of trouble taking hostages and fighting with staff.
Right, okay. Did you, at the time, because obviously with your...
Over-medicated.
So that would have caused you to be overreactive.
Well, they were trying to just subdue me.
Yeah, So, yeah, amazing, isn't it, how it all just...
As I say, all the medications that I've been on, they've all been antipsychotic medications.
Yeah, and what
one
about...
one form or another, you know, whether it be an injection in, you know, in the buttocks...
Yeah, yeah.
Or tablets.
And now...
Liquid.
Yeah, so now... Your medication now has been managed?
Yeah, yeah, I manage it myself. I get it from the chemist.
Yeah, okay.
I see a support worker twice a week.
Yeah.
And I see my psychiatrist once every month.
Yeah.
And I've got a community psychiatric nurse that I see about once every 3 weeks.
Excellent. So this will all be in the book as well?
Yeah, yeah.
So chapter four.
The high profile people that I've met as well, that'll be in the book.
Excellent.
So this I don't want to give too much
away. No. I'm not even going to say how many chapters is it, but have you set yourself a bit of a goal on this?
No.
Okay.
What I'm doing, I'm going through it as it is in my head.
Yeah.
And I will take bits out, I'll edit it, of what I think's relevant and what isn't when I... hopefully I want to get it, finished by January.
Yeah.
And then I will send it off to have it proper edited.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's a casting eye.
And either I self-publish it, or hopefully I'll put it out to publishers.
Yeah, there's plenty of people within all our friends and Tony.
Yeah, there's people that I know that have got books out.
Yeah, that will help with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. We know a lot of people that write books that come in. And, there's loads of different avenues.
Yeah, here. Not short of friends that write books.
No, well, exactly. Yes. Yes, and us as well. And then, of course, you've got Kirsty, who will be writing her own book very soon, I've no doubt.
Oh, I don't have time.
Doesn't have time, see? Oh, well, there we are.
Wants to read a book about me. About Jason, maybe.
No, no. You're the, yeah, on the outside of all this, you're the,
thank you.
I would buy that book.
Oh.
Yeah, see? Here we are.
Thank you very much.
So two copies sold then.
Yep.
I'll get you writing then.
Hey, you best. Yeah.
You'll have to show me.
So now you're going to have to look after me, Linda, okay? Get me out the doodah.
Well, you have to see if the
one's selling
that one.
Exactly. So, anyway. So just to move on now with the book. So you're looking at January time?
Yeah, about January I want to finish it.
Okay. Well, when you do that, let me know.
Yeah, I will, yeah.
And have you in here and have another chat and everything else.
Yeah, that would be and cool. Move on. I like that.
Have you thought about writing a book? Your name?
No, I'm just putting some stuff out on my social media pages so I can, like, reach out to people if they want to talk to me or... You know?
Yeah, that's brilliant.
What is your Facebook page?
So it's Elaine Knight.
E L A
Y.
Okay. Just
for anyone else, have it. E L A N Knight. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Lovely.
Thank you.
There we are. So I think maybe you should look at it as well. Because you have a really huge understanding of the mental health services and everything else. You know, none of us do. You know, I work in the ambulance service and everything else, so I have a huge understanding of it. But even now, it confuses the hell out of me.
It's a minefield, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
Unless you've been there on the other side of it.
Yeah.
See, I don't really realise what it's like from someone else's perspective.
Yeah.
The other side of the fence. I just don't seem to be able to... I just think, well, if I think it, then everybody else must know it as well. But that's not the case.
No. And you've got a blinding lady here.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah, absolutely. What a strong, strong couple you are. Right, I'm going to play Coldplay right after a quick advert, because she's coming up at 8 o'clock tonight. And then we're going to play Adventures of a Lifetime, because that's you.
Thank you very much.
And of course, Elaine as well, because there was a slight pause in your world but not very long indeed. Right, here's our Zamfy then, and here we go.
Join me, Zamfy Behrman, for 2 hours of great 80s music and memories every Sunday from 8 o'clock. Duran Duran, The Eurythmics, Mel and Kim or Liquid Gold. It's Greaties on Phoenix FM.
There we are, that's Zamfy coming up then at 8 o'clock tonight. Lovely lady, lovely show. Just got a message in here. Oh, by the way, to Wynn, I hope you're not still in the hot tub, mate. Wynn's up in there in Anglesey to dine and win. Nice to bump into you in Torremolinos, you naughty people, you. So, yeah, nice to see. He's in the tub. I got a message, he's in his hot tub listening to me. What he does is he does all this stuff, takes the phone around with him and then jumps in the hot tub. Evening, mate. He washes his bits while he hears the hits. I taught him that one. Anyway, hello Wynn. Now, just got a message here from David up in Scarborough. This is a great interview, mate. You know how I am some days. I don't even want to get out of bed and feel I'm on a different planet. Yep. Now David's got similar issues, mental health issues. He has struggled to get any sort of help whatsoever. And then eventually now, I think it's coming up soon, I think, where he's actually going to get a telephone conversation, I think.
Yeah.
That'll help. But that's just how it is now.
Yeah, the way it is now, it's not like how it was.
No.
Back in the early 90s.
No.
You know.
So, yeah, there's too many people out there that are pulling the ticket and there's nothing wrong with them.
There is that.
Yeah.
Yeah, people, I've noticed.
So therefore, the people that need it not necessarily get it.
Yeah.
So, right. We're going to come back to you in a minute. Then we're going to move on in a little while to the lovely Kirsty and her bit. We'll sort this one. Right, let's do this one then. This is You Guys. Coldplay, Adventures of a Lifetime. It was also to do with the adverts at Christmas as well, wasn't it? So, a couple of years ago, I think now. What a great song this is. Coldplay.
Give me three. FM.
Did you hear that? I hope you did. Right, so that was Love Affair and Everlasting Love. We were just talking about Nigel's orbit. You're in it. Spinning around space with nowhere to go. But there we are. That's me. Love Affair and Everlasting Love. And that goes out to you two.
Thank you very much.
No, that's fine. And before that, of course, it was Coldplay. And, of course, the wonderful, wonderful song, which is called... I can't even find it now. Anyway, Adventures of a Lifetime. There we are. I didn't even look at it then. Right, so there we are. So that's fantastic. So can I say to both of you, it's been a journey with you both. And I think that it's been amazing.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You enjoyed it?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah?
Very much.
Tomorrow morning, I will chat to you in a minute anyway, and then I will send you a copy of the show.
Thank you.
That would be great.
So you can use it where you wish to use it. So, you know, it's not like a it's not like a compact disc now where you can throw it around or anything. It's an electronic copy. So I'll send it to you tomorrow morning, and that would be really nice. And then we will stay in touch now.
I really do feel
we need to. And then no doubt Kirsty will sign you up for her campaign as well. She's got membership.
Yeah, I'll be able to do that.
Yeah, she's got membership forms with her.
Absolutely.
Not really. But so we'll be talking to Kirsty very soon about a new single. We're going to be playing a couple of records for people as well. That last song, Everlasting Love, was not just for Paul Ely Lane, but it was also from Mandy to you, Lisa. All right. But we've got a song going back to Mandy from Lisa in just a bit. All right. So once again, people, absolutely fantastic. Made their own way here today. Much respect to you both, and you are wonderful. You will be hearing again on right here on Phoenix FM, because we need to stay in touch, because it's a wonderful story.
Yeah, all thank right. you.
Elaine, bless you.
Thank
really
you very
well.
Much.
Fantastic. Paul, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Kirsty's waiting in the wings, and let's just play this one to... Oh, yeah. Right, this one then... This one goes out to Mandy, riding from Lisa. Signed, sealed, delivered. I'm yours. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, there we are. Stevie Wonder. Signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours. And, yeah. Now, interesting what David was saying earlier on. Very interesting. Yes, mate, and you know where I am as well with it all. So, yes, we do get mornings when we just really, really, really can't be worried about it and everything else. But, yeah. So, once again, many thanks to Paul and Elaine. Kirsty's getting ready. She's going to change her outfit. Oh, it's Nigel on a Sunday night. 1931. And that's in decimal and in imperial. 31 minutes past 7 o'clock, don't you know? Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Act like you know then. This is Fat Larry's Band. So we just found out that Mandy's Mandy's got the family round now. Can you say hi to Serena, Jack, Saffron and Rocco? Hello to you all. Bless you all. And a message back to you, Lisa, for your birthday next week. Yeah. Oh, Antonia Jones from Saturdays. Sandy's been back with us a couple of weeks. Lovely to have you back, Antonia. You're a dancing person on my phone, look. So, hey, Nigel, loving the show. I hope you are well, of course. You know Nigel in his little world, don't you, Antonia? We go back a long way as well, don't we? And great to have you back on Phoenix yesterday. Nice. Yeah. You are so, so welcome. What do I sound like? Some sort of priest or something? What's going on? Anyway, Antonia, love you to bits. This tune's cheered David up as well. Message from Lisa as well. Saying great interview. Yeah. You know it won't. Yeah.
We set the stage for you to see that dance and makes you really wanna be. Yeah.
like you know. Yeah. You wanna know? Well, well, well. Just like you know. Yeah.
You would not believe the conversations we have in the studio. Oh no, you wouldn't. And I'm not going to tell you either. Right, I just had a lovely message from a lady. Lady Sam Cole. Sammy Cole, hello. Just thanks, hun. Clever, innit? So, hi Nigel, hope you had a lovely holiday. Can you mention me on your show tonight and send my best wishes to you and to Kirsty Moore? Can't wait for her to hear the new single and the campaign song. It's really cool. Please, can I add a song request for her, any Earth, Wind and Fire? Bless you. Kirsty?
Oh, that's nice. Thank you very much.
Lisa, can you hear Kirsty right now?
Is that Lisa?
No, that's Kirsty.
Who sent that message?
Well, Sammy did as well.
Oh, thank you.
Sammy, can you hear her now? Please, please do let me know.
Yes.
Because I've had turmoils.
Yes.
You know, you always being told off by Kirsty, as you well know. Right, so anyway, Lady Sam, hello to you. We're going to play the Earth, Wind and Fire song, My Promise. Do you want to play that first, or do you want to play your... Free Jason Moore.
No, let's play that first.
What, Jason Moore?
No, the Earth, Wind and Fire.
Right, so this is from Lady Sammy to you.
Ah, thanks, Lady Cole.
There we are, you see? Wow, what a great tune. I chose this one because I'm good at my job, see? This is My Promise. Earth, Wind and Fire.
Wow. Together since we met, soul to soul to get. Well, day by day our hearts entwine, till I can't tell yours from mine. If you should ever want to go and make this our last episode, I exit with a graceful bow, but I'll always be around. Conceal this boundless joy you make me feel. From way back when to here and now, if you need me, I'll be
especially from Lady Sam to our very learned colleague here. I'll call you learned Kirsty. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
You okay, Nigel?
Yes, thank you. So that was to you from Lady Sam.
Lovely. Thank you very much, Lady Cole.
Tell us, tell us about the update, because obviously you've been busy on the banks of the Thames this week.
Yeah, well, firstly, it was lovely to meet Paul and Elaine here.
Yes.
Smashing story. All the little bits behind the scene that are coming up in the book, so that's just one thing to follow, definitely.
Yeah.
But also, I just popped in.
You did?
Because we had a big week at Free Jason Moore.
Yeah.
So last Wednesday, we went to number 10 Downing Street. And it was a bit of an epic moment, actually, because we were joined by... I mean, you know how hard everyone's been working.
Yeah.
The Linda Calveys, the Bobby Cummins, Terry Ellis.
Yeah.
Yami B. Kevin Lane was there. Matt Legg. So all this support we've had. And then we have, like, Lord Ian Botham, the two MPs that we've spoken about, Lord Monson, Lady Cole. So
Lady
we had
Cole,
a massive... you know, hard work amongst everybody.
But now...
And now we have the Church of England.
Yes.
So that's an epic moment for me. And Bishop Joanne, who is the Bishop of East London, which is where we're all
from. Fantastic, yes.
She came down to number 10 and gave a three-minute speech for the papers and television that
fantastic.
Were there.
Yeah.
But what's so fantastic is that the Guardian... wrote two articles about Jason in the last couple of weeks, and it's really built our momentum, so we're getting contacted through other media outlets, so that's absolutely fantastic. But I wanted to come along, give that update, and I also wanted to say a big thank you from the bottom of my heart for everybody that came and to everybody that made it possible, because it was an absolutely smashing turnout.
It's cool.
And my exciting news is, through all the support that we've been gathering, I was reached out by three gentlemen that are in Nigeria. And I don't know if you remember, last time I was here, I read Jason's poem.
You did.
Do you remember that poem?
Yes.
And Jason called it The Rise of a Broken Man. It's basically his journey in prison. So these three lads in Nigeria reached out because they wanted to help this campaign. And obviously, they're quite far away, but they have a real passion for music. So they asked, could they take Jason's poem and turn it into a record, a song?
Yeah.
Which they have done. And I've come along tonight here to play it. And their names are Maid, Jaffra Black, and Kijira. And they call themselves the Three Blacks. So I just want to say a big thank you to them, because I know they're all listening.
Yeah.
And play it away, Nigel.
So this is an exclusive.
And turn the volume up, because it's absolutely fantastic.
Is it an exclusive as well?
Yeah, of course.
It's not been on any other station?
No, here first.
So, the gentlemen, fantastic. Well done.
Yeah, well done.
So proud to play your tune on this station right now.
I'm proud to have them as part of the campaign, because everybody counts, you know.
It's unfortunate I can never get to these things because of me, really. But, so this is Rise of a Broken Man for Jason Moore. And amazing.
And it's so good that we've chosen it for our campaign song. Actually, Free Jason Moore has three songs.
Yeah.
But this one, we're just
this
over the moon.
And
it's the story behind it, Nigel. People reaching out to us to be part of something.
Also, if you want a copy of this song, because it is quite amazing.
Yes,
then just contact myself or contact Kirsty.
Yep, so that's freejasonmoore@gmail.com.
Yeah, gmail.com.
Or you can catch me on Facebook.
Yeah, Kirsty Moore. And she will send a copy of it to you, or I will.
And if
likewise.
You haven't done so already, please sign my petition, change.org/FreeJasonMoore, and come and join my Facebook group, #FreeJasonMoore.
There we are.
Play it away, Nige.
Play away. Thank you.
Rise of a Broken Man by Jason Moore. Free Jason Moore, cause there's a killer on the run. Free Jason Moore, so he can leave us home. We
fears as they pass me by. Life entire has been destroyed. I stare at heaven's very annoying. I mean, darkness going through her. That's passing me by as a rot in this cell. In this living hell, I didn't do anything wrong. I must find a way to be strong. I stare at the sky and shout at me. I was once happy above all three. But something within me and the path is broken. It's pleading with me, don't stay broken. It's pleading with me, stay alive, you can. It pleads with me, I'll stand a man. So I wipe away the tears of anger, the tears of despair, the tears that say, I believe in faith.
As the once broken man in prison surrendered by sin, my new attitude is never give in. I will mend my heart and find my soul. I will get my spirit back and become whole. Now my spirit says hold on. Now my heart it beats strong. I have found my soul, and to my surprise the once broken man has begun to rise. One stab of inspiration and looking at the feet. This new broken man doesn't know when he's beat. I'll stare down the demons, I'll find a light. When I come across evil, I'll put up a fight. And when I'm finally free of this prison, the world will know a broken man has risen.
Absolutely amazing.
Did you like it? It's good, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I heard it yesterday when you sent it to me. Amazing.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
I love it.
So who was it? Jaffa Black?
So it's Made.
Yeah.
Jaffa Black, yeah. And Kijera.
Kijera, yes.
Otherwise, they call themselves the Three Black.
The Three Black. Guys, amazing. I think you're guys,
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, very well done, yeah.
Fantastic. And
all the way from Nigeria. So that tells you how far this Free Jason Moore we're reaching.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. So
that song needs
happy.
To be out there big time. So, yeah. Okay.
So when I get back, I will put it on social media if you want to have another listen.
Yeah, have another listen, Lisa, if you want a copy of it. And it is very touching indeed. Yes,
yeah.
It is. We
yeah,
totally
is
agree with you in the studio
yeah.
here.
And remember that Jason wrote those words.
Yes, he did, yeah. With his poem, yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So we've got 9 minutes left. I'm going to play this next song to the two ladies in here tonight, because Very, very important. It's by the Elgins. It's a northern soul track, if you like. But it's Heaven Must Have Sent You. You two, amazing. All right? There we are. That's the Elgins then, Heaven Must Have Sent You. Two ladies in the studio, Elaine and, of course, Kirsty, doing their own things, really, in the most positive and passionate fashion. And I think that's fantastic. Paul, thanks again for coming in as well. You're a top man. Thank you. Yeah. And so what we're going to do now is we're going to play this one. Sly and the Family Stone. And once again, see, the lady is a champ. See? There we go. And then right after that, nice little tune, short tune of Willie Hutch, In and Out. Ah, yes, just to remind you, Earworm will be back next week. So I know Lisa likes me Earworm. Amazing, yes. So once again, many, many thanks to each and every one of you for tuning in tonight. To the wonderful Elaine and to Paul. Don't forget, look them up on Facebook. All right, yeah. And Instagram as well, yeah. Don't forget it's Instagram. But look them up on Facebook, say hello to them. Of course, Elaine will help you if you've got any questions or just some help, of course. And Kirsty as well for coming in and playing that wonderful new song. So we need to get that out there. That's right. I think that now Kirsty's on it as well, and Lisa's on it as well, and we'll get that song out there. And we'll get it on Spotify and everything else, and make sure that it gets in the charts. Yeah.
Fantastic. Thanks, Nigel.
There we
really
are.
Really appreciate it. It's just another... It's when you can't talk about Jason's case, it's just another way that people get to hear about it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Which, for me, is absolutely fantastic.
And records have always been that way around, so...
Yeah.
Yeah. There we are. Right, so anyway, that's it for me. Whatever you do, have a great week. Take care. I love you all long time. Be careful that that COVID thing's back out there again, so just be very careful.
And I just got a message for you, Nige.
Go on.
It was from Maid, one of the three lads.
Oh, wait.
And he says, I am so speechless. He said, meaning you, it's touching. Thank you so much. We feel loved. Thank you so much.
Bless you. All of you. God bless you all out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, nice people. Thank you very much indeed. All right, so once again, thank you for that lovely message. Thank you, Kirsty. Thank you, Elaine. Thank you very much, Paul, as well. And, of course, you listening out there, whether it's Wynne in his hot tub in Anglesey or wherever you may be tonight, love you all long time. Be careful. COVID is back out there. Just be careful. Love you all long time. You are the best. And take care. Same time, same place. Next week, it's with Charlene and a producer. That'll be very interesting, of course. And then coming up in a few weeks' time as well. Well, no, in at the end of the month, it is with David Last and, of course, Donna Siggers about his book On the Craze. And then right after that, we have special guests in the studio from the West Ham Food Bank and, of course, Victoria as well. So that's all coming up. So a couple of minutes then, if that, not even that. 30 seconds of Willie Hutch. And this is In and Out. Good night, take care, love you a long time. Zamfi is next.